Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this edition of the Eagles Update. Last season, defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz's unit finished third in the league in red zone defense. Wednesday's practice focused on defending inside the 20-yard line, and in one team drill, the defense completely shut out the offense. It was a positive sign, especially for the secondary, coming off a tough outing on Tuesday.
A lot better. I mean, the mental focus was there, you know what I mean? And I mean, we just competed, you know what I mean? You know, in the red zone, you know, the offense can throw all different type of formations at you, pick plays, you know, they can do all different kind of things. So you have to have your eyes in the right place and just have to be ready to go down here and compete. So I think we did that for sure.
I thought we definitely competed today, especially on two fields where you get a lot of reps, a lot of opportunities. I thought we did well. Still some things that we want to tighten up, but red zone is one of those things that we were really good at last year. We feel real comfortable with the scheme and the communication, the technique. It's definitely still one of our strong points. It's one of the things that we want to emphasize. But, you know, tomorrow we got to have that same kind of improvement, that same kind of enthusiasm and energy. So see if we can put two days together.
Carson Wentz was the number two overall pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, and we all know the last time the Eagles had that draft pick, they used it on Donovan McNabb back in 1999. Tight end Brett Celek, the longest tenured player on offense, has caught passes from both McNabb and Wentz. He made some interesting comparisons after Wednesday's practice.
I mean, competitors. You know, Donovan was a great competitor. I mean, you know, that dude never wanted to lose. You could tell, and I think the same thing with Carson. You know, both those guys, just they don't want to lose. Do anything and everything in their power not to.
The team is back on the field Thursday, and we'll have live coverage of Frank Reich's press conference beginning at 11 a.m. Make sure to stay tuned in the meantime to all of our coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the Eagles mobile app, and all of our social media channels. I'm Chris McPherson signing off for this edition of the Eagles Update. Have a great day, everyone.